my body is just starting to function normally after this past weekend. So
I bet. And what a busy weekend it was, huh, Casey?
It was. It was great to feel that energy again from all of our cycling friends coming to Emporia and all of the surrounding communities that were along the race route. And I know that it looked a little different this year, but it was still a blast. And we heard a lot of great things from cyclists about how they were so happy that the event was being held this year, and they can't wait to come back next year and bring all their friends. And we had a lot of restaurants and a lot of different merchant businesses that had a really good few days with all the new folks in town, and we like to see that economic impact as well.
No doubt about it, and we will have an Unbound Gravel Rewind session coming up at 8:20 this morning with Ben Sachs, Christy Moen, and Treva Worrell here just a little bit later on this morning. So I'll tell you what, the stories are endless, you know, from the cyclists that come to town. So, yeah, huge event, and big thanks to the community for opening their arms once again to the gravel grinders that were here in town. Well, Casey, you just keep moving forward now, my friend.
We do. We have a lot of different things that are coming up in the not-too-distant future. Quarter Mania is an event that has taken a hiatus with the pandemic, but we're bringing it back. Quarter Mania is on Thursday, June 24th at 6 p.m. at the Granada Theater in downtown Emporia. So we're really excited to utilize that facility again for Quarter Mania. Great ladies' night out. If you're a business or if you're an individual that wants to participate, you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or check out the Emporia Main Street office for more information. It's kind of bingo meets an auction. You can win items for as little as a quarter. It's just a really fun event, and we're happy to bring that back. We have a Veterans Banner lottery drawing that's coming up on July 1st, and we're still taking applications through the month of June. So you have the opportunity to sign up to participate in that lottery drawing. Not a lot of banner entries available this lottery drawing. We had a lot of people that went ahead and re-upped as they have the right to do at the end of the year, but we'll still have that drawing available on July 1st. We have the PDGA Junior World Disc Golf Tournament that's coming up July 7th through the 10th with a PDGA Junior World block party that will take place in the 900 block of Commercial Street on July 9th, and we're excited about that. Hundreds of different youth disc golfers will come into town, and that'll be a fun event. We have our 30th anniversary that's coming up this year, and we'll be celebrating that on July 30th at the Emporia Granada Theater, and that will spill out into a variety of different downtown events that will occur that evening. So you can contact Emporia Main Street to get involved with that anniversary celebration. We'll look back over the past 30 years, celebrate some folks from and businesses from this past year, and then highlight some of the different things that we're going to be doing in the upcoming months and years to move the community forward. We also have the opportunity to work with our partners on the from the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund on the Vax to Normal campaign. So we're trying to get vaccination rates up in this community and throughout the region. We understand that that's really the best way to protect our local citizens and our local businesses from all the most severe impacts of COVID. So you can sign up. Even if you've been vaccinated, you can sign up for the chance to win prizes at the GEA Disaster Relief Fund.org website. And we encourage everybody to go get vaccinated if you can. And you can be eligible for prizes as the Vax to Normal campaign proceeds. And if you're a business or organization that wants to get involved with that campaign, you can contact Emporia Main Street or any of the other Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund partners.
Including us here, yeah.
Including KVOE, yeah.
And I believe the first drive-through clinic, vaccination clinic, Casey's coming up at Riverside Elementary School next month. And I think an Emporia Main Street gift card is going to be given to those vaccinated on that day.
Exactly. We're excited about that. You can go get vaccinated and then run across the street through the splash pad. That's where we were last night. It's a popular place.
Yes.
Oh, my, yes.
Yes, it is. Well, that's what, I guess, you know, all things considered, the great American market, Casey, is really not that far away.
It isn't. September 11th is coming right up. We have a ton of different vendors that have already signed up. And we're taking registration. So if you sell food or arts or crafts, or you want to test out a business concept, or your organization needs a fundraiser, or you're an existing business and just want to appeal to thousands of different people that will come in for that event, we encourage you to sign up with a registration form either in our office at Emporia Main Street or go to EmporiaMainStreet.com for the registration form. But sign up now because we're getting a lot of cool vendors in and we're excited about this year's event.
And, of course, we're still going to have an opportunity to get involved with the taste here this year.
Exactly. September 25th, we have a lot of our different Kansas wineries, breweries, and distilleries that haven't been able to participate in a lot of different events. And this will be one of the large first events that everybody can get back into the swing of things with. So we're excited that the taste is back. And so we have a lot of tickets that already carried over from the previous taste event that we had to cancel due to pandemic measures. But so there will be limited tickets available, and you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com to sign up for that. And we're excited for that event coming up.
Plenty happening, and Casey will be back with us later on this morning on the Talk of Emporia, along with Hank Osterhout of Halfway to Everywhere and Johnny Leach of the No Coast Film Festival. Two more big events, Casey, that will be happening downtown Emporia before too very long. So things are happening.
Only the boring are bored in Emporia, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. Casey, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Thank you.
Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, here on a Wednesday morning. Casey joins us every Wednesday for a Main Street preview. Not ever a lack of things going on
on
Emporia Main Street. No doubt about that. Got to tell you, I travel on 12th Avenue.
Yeah.
Excuse me, you know, to and from home.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going home for lunch yesterday morning, and yesterday was the food distribution day, food truck giveaway day at Abundant Harvest on Whittier Street.
Uh-huh.
And let's see, I was driving east, and this was about, oh, say, 11:40, and the giveaway started at 1,
mm-hmm.
and the line of cars was already down to, well past Dillon's. Just past 11:30, and then returning just after 1 o'clock, there were cars down, and this was after they'd started, and it was down well past the senior center there. So I don't think they had any problem getting the food donated.
No. I'll have to go back and check what Abundant Harvest put up on its social media side of things, but my guess is if it was anything like last month, they were probably done by about 2:30 with all the food that they had.
Got a lot of food to give away yesterday, but a lot of people certainly in line to take advantage of the distribution that was offered yesterday. Yeah. Long lines. KVOE live and local into a Wednesday morning. 655, 68 degrees. Good morning.
Are you dreaming about summer road trips or lazy days on the lake? Summer's Auto Plaza has...